This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Economists at the University of Colorado in Boulder are expecting another positive year for Colorado's economy in 2014, with new jobs being created across a wide range of the state's major business sectors. I'm talking with economist Richard Wobbekind with the Leeds School of Business at CU. He'll be presenting the annual economic outlook later today. Richard, before we get to next year, I was hoping we could just talk about 2013 for a moment. How are things looking as we wrap up this year?
Well, 2013 turned out to be a very, very strong year for the Colorado economy. We revised our original forecast up in July, and in fact, the overall performance for the year is going to come in even higher, close to 67,000 new jobs in Colorado when the data gets revised. To put that in a little bit of context, that's the strongest growth year since 2000. So this has turned out to be a very, very good year for the state. The only area that we believe actually lost jobs in 2013 is the mining sector, and that's only a couple of hundred jobs. All the rest of the sectors gained jobs during the year.
All right. Well, let's turn our focus to next year now. What are you expecting as far as the trajectory for Colorado's economy in 2014?
Well, the numbers are still very positive, and I want to put that in a little bit of context. Over 61,000 jobs are in our forecast for this coming year, which is about 2.5%, 2.6% job growth for the state. We believe that's going to put us in the top five in terms of growth states for the country. We're forecasting a slightly slower job growth, really because this job growth was so strong in 2013. We've already front-loaded a lot of the workforce that we need.
I'm curious if you can, is there any way to quantify the impact of September's floods on anything for next year?
Well, our committees were very hesitant to try to put numbers on that. We are doing a breakout session at our forecast this afternoon that will cover the disaster impacts on the individual communities and also on the agricultural sector and the economy. But our overall view is that we think most of it is short term, meaning that it impacted tourism pretty heavily in the short run, and it impacted, obviously, individual homeowners and businesses in the short run. Much of that will get rebuilt in the medium term. And then the real question is there any sort of lingering effect in the long term?
Now, what are the biggest sectors that you expect to grow next year?
The largest job growth sector is professional and business services. Also growing very strong is construction, trade, transportation, and utilities. Education and health services, that's private education and private health services. So we have four sectors growing very strongly, and even a fifth sector, leisure and hospitality, which is tourism, which is also growing at a fairly hefty rate. What is perhaps interesting is that these sectors require varying skill sets. So, for example, the professional and business services sector that I mentioned first includes a lot of well-educated, highly trained individuals in computer science, architecture, engineering, legal services. It includes R&D, accounting, et cetera. So this is a great sector to see strong growth in, higher wage sector, if you will, and certainly bodes well for income levels in the state as well.
What I find interesting is construction took a pretty bad hit during the recession, but it seems to be really bouncing back right now.
It's bouncing back very strongly. And in 2013, we had very strong infrastructure investment, and most of us are experiencing that in some way or another with all of the light rail additions and the work at the airport and all of the work on the corridors, a lot of the fast tracks work that's going on. Some of it was infrastructure, but a big piece of it was the continued recovery of the residential housing industry. And we envision that going forward into 2014 with even higher levels of permits in 2014, not back to historic highs of 2004 or 2005, but back to levels that we haven't seen since 2006 in the state. So that's really good news.
Okay. Well, taking all this into account, then, how would you sort of summarize the outlook for next year?
The outlook remains very positive, being a second year in a row that we will be in the top five for job growth in the country. We also are experiencing population growth overall as a state that is higher than the national average, helps us with bringing in well-educated workforce in areas where we can't provide it ourselves. And again, the growth is across a wide variety of sectors. Actually, in the 2014 forecast, the only area that we see potentially contracting a little bit is information, and the mining sector will be growing year to year. Even we don't have a consistent pattern of one industry in a downturn.
And how will Colorado stack up to other states in 2014?
Well, based on our forecast at this point, in terms of the job growth rate, we think Colorado will be number four in the country in 2014. Again, that's projected based on other states' growth rates that are currently projected in forecasts that we see for other parts of the country. But we'll clearly be a regional leader. There's not a state around us that's doing better than we are right now. Any of our bordering states, we believe, will be in the top five overall.
All right. Well, Richard Wobbekin, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That's CU Boulder economist Richard Wobbekin. He'll present the 49th Annual Colorado Business Economic Outlook this afternoon.